It is the Pink, it is the Glenbuck, it is Neil Atkinson, it is Joel Richards, you stay there. It is Fuad Hassan filming things for a minute or two. It's Andy Heaton, it's Neil Docking. It is the fact that is this. It is this. There are some games that you play of football that are run-of-the-mill, but when you've had the sort of season Liverpool have had, things have not felt run-of-the-mill. This is a run-of-the-mill 2-0, and yet it felt like anything but Neil Docking, because Liverpool haven't been run-of-the-mill. And yet here we find ourselves with a 2-0 we should get, 4 consecutive clean sheets in the league. What are we all worried about? That'll do there.
Who would have thought it? 4 clean sheets in a row. I find that hard to believe. Yeah, these are the sort of games that we've seen countless times over the years, where a team come to Anfield, you know, a team we're expected to beat, they set up, they're resolute, they're determined, they defend well, you eventually get the breakthrough, then the second goal comes, and you go home, thank you very much, 3 points. It's regulation, isn't it? But it's not been regulation this year.
It's never been regulation, yeah. So when regulation is happening before your very eyes, like, hang on, what the fuck's this? Yeah. This scares the shit out of
all me. All of a sudden it's a curate's egg of a performance, when really it's the most normal thing of all.
I love run-of-the-mill and curate's egg, by the way. Imagine listening to this with English as your second language. What the fuck are these cunts on about, you'd be saying to yourself?
The whole bizarre terminology of football that you've got to learn.
Green shoots.
Green shoots of recovery. There's been more than green shoots. It's a really big win. It's a really big win, and it's a really big win for what's to come, for what the manager's been talking about. Jürgen's been trying to get us all on board, hasn't he, this week? He's basically been saying to everyone, listen, we're not that shit.
Say what you want.
We're not. That is it, isn't it? Like, we're going for fourth. Fourth is attainable. And we need to get a head around the idea that we won't be perfect some weeks. We'll have frustrating results like we saw at Palace. And then tonight we'll grind out a win. And that sets us up perfectly for the big game of the weekend.
It's one, Joel, I'll come to you next. It's one where I want to talk about the big fella. I think he makes a real difference over the course of the game. But ultimately it's one where everyone plays the part, and part of everyone plays the part is that everyone who plays and everyone who comes on as a sub manages the miraculous achievement of not being shit and not giving any gifts away at any point. And then guess what? Wolves grow frustrated, they fall back on themselves, Liverpool are in the ascendancy, and finally at some point you force the ball over the line. There's lots of conversation around football, and God knows I do a great deal of it, but sometimes it's not that much more complicated, and tonight was one of those times.
It was, and I think what we've got to take heart from is the fact that we didn't allow Wolves any clear-cut chances in the second half. That is, first half, they had a few. Alisson makes a couple of saves early on, but what I'm really impressed by coming away from that tonight is the fact that in the second half, we hardly let Wolves in through the back door, that we were so resolute at the back, and everyone did the jobs tonight defensively that allowed us to attack offensively. And the fact that we did manage to keep another clean sheet is a huge bonus.